Okay, here we go. Hi, I'm Janet Baker with Paper Tiger, and I am thrilled to have Megan McIntosh with us today. Megan is the PhD of productivity. Megan founded Emphasis on Excellence in 1996, based in Reno, Nevada, where she serves individuals, but also travels extensively throughout the country, consulting and doing workshops for associations, schools, universities, colleges, and companies through workshops, seminars, coaching, and consulting. Megan's purpose is to help others to know, feel, dream, and do more and differently so they are living the best and most productive lives possible and doing so with consciousness, clarity, and conviction. The choice of the name Emphasis on Excellence Incorporated is quite deliberate. Megan and her team endeavor to make excellence their habit, which is important to know because they not only have high expectations of themselves, but of the situations and setups where and with whom they are working. They work with bright people who want to be more productive so they can consistently keep their emphasis on excellence. As a coach, Megan will support you in the changes that you want to make. At times, she can help you see the next step. Other times, she can give you a push to take the next step. And sometimes, she will question you on your decision not to take the next step. Having a coach makes a tremendous difference and accelerates the change and often the direction of your change. In addition, Megan is an accomplished author and speaker and continually publishes articles on her diverse websites that will help you gain control of your life and stop being overwhelmed. The many websites she publishes can be found from her primary website, www.megin.com. And two of my favorites are justwhelmed.com instead of overwhelmed and stayingpositiveinafreakedoutworld.com. That sounds very interesting. Megan, wow, this is quite a bio, and that doesn't even begin to tell of your accomplishments. Thank you so much for agreeing to interview with us today.
Well, thanks, and I will certainly tell people, Janet, that we teach what we most need to know, and I always like to let people know that ahead of time, because in case anybody thinks, oh, I bet Megan has pretty much everything all figured out as far as productivity and never getting overwhelmed or all those things, and I would let them know that we're all learning all the time, so I'm kind of my own... I'm like my own laboratory, so I'll try things out with myself.
Exactly.
Does that help? Yeah.
Exactly. And so you know from personal experience what to tell people.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Megan, I'm going to start with asking you a few questions about Paper Tiger, and then we'll just move forward, okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay. First of all, let me ask, do you use Paper Tiger yourself?
Oh, yes, I do. And should I tell you how I even got started with it?
Yes, I'd love to hear that.
Well, many years ago when I was a professor and then I was the director of our Excellence in Teaching program at our university, and so I had a few people who worked for me in our office, and we taught professors how to teach better and so forth. My office manager was there one day, and then she was gone the next with no advance announcement. She was pregnant, but nowhere near having her child yet, but she got very, very sick and became bedridden like overnight. So, like I said, there one day, gone the next. She was gone for 3 months. The whole office, I don't want to say we almost fell apart, but we at least fell apart as far as knowing where things were and how to find them, because Karen knew where everything was and how to find everything. So when she came back, I said, you must find a solution for us. I said, that's your first job. Don't even worry about any of the backlog of this work. You find us a solution. What she found was Paper Tiger, and that was back when it was like 1.0 or something. I mean, it was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And we implemented it, tried the free trial, and I was sold instantly. And I have used Paper Tiger ever since. There are a lot of things in my office I would give up if I had to. I wouldn't necessarily give them up happily, but I would not and could not give up Paper Tiger.
Wow.
And I tell people that all the time. I'm not just telling you that. I say that in my workshops or with my clients.
Yeah.
I just say, oh, you got to have Paper Tiger.
Wow, I'm really glad to hear that. That's awesome. I appreciate you letting us know that. And in fact, that describes one of the main problems that Paper Tiger does solve, and that is to be able to let a replacement actually find, or actually the office manager, in your case, the boss, find the files that need to be found. So,
well, that's exactly, and that's what I tell people is whether you are a one-person shop, and you just need to be able to file and find your own materials, and you don't have anybody else helping you, or you have a multi-person office, or you have an assistant who comes in once a week, or anything like that. To me, it's the only way of being able to have efficiency in filing items, not having to recreate things, being able to have somebody else to help us, or and finding things. Let's say we're not in the office. If you're like me and travel as much as I do, there are times I need to be able to tell somebody else, hey, would you please look up thus and such and tell me what's in there. And one of the things I use Paper Tiger for, which I know you didn't ask this, so I'm telling you anyway, I use Paper Tiger also in my storage unit. So it isn't just files. I have boxes in there that are labeled with numbers, and I can, for example, ask my husband or my assistant, I can say, look, I'm getting ready to do a workshop on this and this. When I come home, if you could have these six boxes loaded up in the back of my car, because I'm going to need them then the following week as I head out into the hinterlands to teach something else. And if I didn't have items organized in that way, I'd never be able to ask somebody else to go look in my storage unit.
Exactly. So obviously you've just told us two of your favorite things that Paper Tiger fixes for you. What are our other majority things that that Paper Tiger solves for the majority of your clients and yourself, of course?
I work with a lot of professors, and if people think, oh, you know, there's always the stereotype of professors as, you know, absent-minded professors, and they got stuff all over their office. And I would say that that isn't just a stereotype. That's true. there are a few faculty members that really do know where everything is, but most of them have way too much stuff in way too small of a space.
Right.
So I've had faculty who have used Paper Tiger to catalog videotapes. And even though some people think, well, I don't know if people use videotapes that much anymore. Well, they do. I've had them, you know, certainly use it with CDs or DVDs. Some people have used it with notebooks. I work with people in government agencies and school districts who often have so many notebooks from so many projects or conferences that they've attended, and they don't even know what they have. So we number those notebooks or whatever the other items are, and that has really, really helped. Plus, in some cases where people find, as we're going through Paper Tiger, they realize, oh gosh, I actually have three of these notebooks, but they're in different places. I only need one that I can find, and then they're able to free up some space.
Awesome. Yeah, that's really cool. So they're able to keep up with all of that. I know that the professors have so many different subjects that they teach, and they have to keep up with the paperwork that for their students, mm-hmm. and everything else. So that's great. Do you find that Paper Tiger is used mainly by the administrators or the managers, or a mix of the two?
I've had some instances, for example, when I've had grant-funded agencies that have brought me in, and they often have enough people that they do have an admin who gets things set up, and they handle it. So I have some some of that, but more I try to make it clear to people that it's easy enough to use, that we don't, and it's fast enough to use. You don't have to have somebody else do it. A lot of times you just, I mean, for example, I always have, now that I have the online, but even before when I used the,
the desktop
online, I just always had it open. And so I could just quickly open up that window, type in what I needed, find it, and it took, 3 seconds. So I try to let everybody know this isn't some monster software that it's going to be impossible for you to use.
Megan, tell us, how do you implement PaperTiger in your clients' offices most effectively? I understand that you're mostly working with professors and that kind of thing.
Well, we just dig in.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some people that I work with remotely, but mostly I love the hands-on, the going in and working with people, getting it set up, and then starting to show them. And usually I bring an assistant with me because we need, and I ask usually my clients also have an assistant so that there are four of us, and so that the main client and I are doing the decision-making, making it happen, figuring it out, answering questions, and the assistants are either dropping things into folders, running things out to the recycling bin. I mean, it's a beehive of activity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I really like, is sitting with the person and showing them how it works. And I also find that for most of us, even though the concept is easy, it's the decision making. And I try to tell people ahead of time when I work with them, you are going to be exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
I try to brace them for that, and it is not that they're going to be exhausted physically, because we have other people that are physically going to be doing the work. They're going to be mentally and emotionally exhausted, even though overjoyed at the same time.
Right,
I don't know if that makes sense.
Oh, sure, because the benefits far outweigh the physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a workout, an exercise workout. You feel tired and everything while you're doing it, but afterwards you feel refreshed, especially if you keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
So that brings me to another question. Do you find that your clients are easily maintaining PaperTiger after you've helped them implement the system and after you have gone?
Almost always. I mean, I would love to tell you 100%, and I would say that's something that I need to do a better job as far as follow-up and checking in. It's very funny. A government agency I worked with probably 4 years ago, and they had quite a few people in their office, and it was a major, I mean, it was a multi-day event. I happened to see their main admin at Costco the other day, and I said, well, how are things? What's going on? I wasn't even sure she was still at the same place. She said, well, we're still using PaperTiger. And I said, well, I'm certainly glad to hear that. I can't imagine, that you wouldn't be. And there are some, there'll always be somebody here and there that there are so many habits that they have that interfere with staying with a new one. So those are the only people that sometimes have a little bit of trouble, and it's because they're not setting themselves up with any maintenance time. They just keep letting stuff pile up instead of realizing, lickety-split, they could have it put away. So overall, though, people just say, oh, my God, I get it, and I can't imagine what I did before it. And they just, it's the energy that carries them through, and that's what I tell people. I'm still, after, gosh, what has it been now?
10, 11 years, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that I've been using PaperTiger.
Mm-hmm.
And I still am happy, so happy, when I find things easily. I think, wow, because it was many years before that I did not.
Right. Yeah, it still amazes you that you can actually find anything in 5 seconds or less.
It does.
Yeah. So what do your clients have to say when you have helped them get their offices organized versus what they would have been able to do without your help?
Well, I think part of what people appreciate is that I'm helping them to implement a system.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm not just coming in and, quote, cleaning up their offices. And this is one of the things that sometimes when people don't understand what professional organizers do anyway, you know, I'll tell people now if they want somebody that's just going to come in, like, and clean, well, they can hire somebody for a lot less than me that just cleans. I'm not coming in just to dust or straighten. We're implementing a system
mm-hmm.
that will allow them to maintain this on their own. And that's what they say is, so many people, it's the first time they have felt control in a long time. They appreciate the fact that when they walk in, their desk and workspace looks professional. That's a big part of it, is the people I work with, they are professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And they want their space to be representing that level of professionalism. And if they could have gotten there by themselves, they would have already gotten there. It's why all of us who have coaches, it's why we hire coaches, is because we think, you know what, I can't get there by myself, or I would have already done that. And so I think that with making sure that they are bringing in a professional to help them get organized and be able to stay organized, and with Paper Tiger being a big part of that system, they've made the decision that, yeah, it's time.
Right, and with professionals, sometimes it's like they almost don't think that filing is an important thing. It's kind of a menial task according to the rest of the things that they have on their plate. And so with you giving them the system to work with, the decision-making processes in how to have a productive day and keep organized in the same way is, I'm sure, very helpful to a professional. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really is. And that's some of what our discussion will often center around is, yeah, your filing may be, it may not be this super high-level responsibility that you have, and yet, if you can't put your hands on
mm-hmm.
a document or a proposal or an invoice or who knows what else when you need it, then you can't even go forward on the parts that are the, quote, higher level, more strategic types of processes that you need to be involved in.
Right, and if they cannot put their hands on what they need, especially if your boss is standing there in your office, you look even more unprofessional, I think.
Oh, it's absolutely. And how embarrassing
mm-hmm.
is that? And then we spend a bunch of time apologizing or stressing over this, and it's no good.
Right.
So this is much better to use Paper Tiger, have the system in place so that you can stay on top of things, because heavens knows there's enough coming at all of us that we need any tool that's going to support us,
right.
Because I don't think the deluge and the pressure is going to stop anytime soon. Not that I've noticed.
No. Yeah, remember they talked about paperless environment back in the, I think it was 1990 when they brought that out, and here we are.
Here we are. Here we are.
Right. So, Megan, tell us, what else do you have going on currently that you'd like to tell everyone about?
Well, there's, I'm never at a loss for things. I do love supporting people who want to be more productive, and the reason they want to be more productive is, as you said at the beginning, is so that they can maintain their emphasis on excellence. One resource that people love is the top10productivitytips.com, top10productivitytips.com. And there are 8 different series there that people can access, a weekly set of tips. There's a set for women, a set for professors, a set for entrepreneurs, and so on and so forth, that people are welcome to take a look at. And those are available at no charge whatsoever. Then Just Whelmed, you mentioned that one. And that one is going through a metamorphosis, and it's going to be much more extensive than it has been, with a real focus on women, and in particular academic women. So people who are bright, educated, and let's just say there's a lot of excitement around that. That's getting ready to come rolling out. I always have teleseminars going on, and I would encourage people to go to Megan.com, and you can usually see at least two of the upcoming teleseminars featured on my homepage. And so there are things about writing, things about taking a look at your energy, many, many different areas. So, I mean, you know, Janet, because you get my things, it's always something.
Yes, you have a very diverse mind, and you're always willing to share all of your thoughts and tips with us, and we appreciate that too, believe me.
Well, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the opportunity. I'm thankful for what I've been given, and I love the fact that there are other people that find it useful, and they let me know that, and it's very gratifying and encouraging.
Right, yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add before I close out?
I don't think so, but I've certainly appreciated over the years, you know, working with your company, and then ever since you came on, you know, you are just delightful to work with and always so helpful, and you've always been helpful to me and my assistants and also to my clients sometimes when they've had to check in on something, and so I really appreciate everything that you're doing there, and so keep up the good work.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Appreciate that so much. Megan, thanks again for your time. I've had a great time with you today and appreciate you so much. Your spirit of teaching and coaching others is beyond compare.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, and listen, everyone, I strongly encourage you to go to Megan's website and peruse through what she has to offer. I guarantee there will be something there for you. Again, that's www.megin.com, and you'll be able to find her contact information there and all of the information that she freely publishes. So thanks again, Megan. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks. Have a great rest of your week.
Okay, thank you.